This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're here today with Jeffrey Crowley, Director of the Office of National AIDS Policy and Senior Advisor on Disability Policy at the White House. Mr. Crowley, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Today at CSIS, you gave an update on the National HIV-AIDS Strategy. Can you tell us what is the significance of having a National HIV-AIDS Strategy?
Yeah, you know, many people in the AIDS community criticize the United States because through our PEPFAR program, we require other countries to have a national plan for responding to the epidemic, but we didn't have one on our own. And so they pushed, and during the campaign, President Obama made a commitment to developing a national HIV-AIDS strategy, and it's our first effort to develop a comprehensive plan for moving forward as a nation to end the domestic AIDS epidemic.
What are the biggest challenges in implementing this strategy?
Well, I think we need to start with what's positive and what's working right. You know, we've sustained a strong response for about 30 years. We invest significant resources. And we remain high levels of engagement from large numbers of people, the federal government, community stakeholders, the faith community, businesses. So we have a lot going for us. But we think it's important to step back and say, in 2010, what are the steps we need to do to sharpen our response to ensure that we have a solid and focused response going forward?
With the return of the International AIDS Conference to the United States in 2012, do we have an opportunity to link the domestic and global HIV and AIDS communities? And how can we use the 2012 conference most effectively?
Certainly. You know, we're very excited that the International AIDS Conference is coming back to the United States. You know, it's been gone for a couple of decades. And when President Obama finished the work begun by President Bush to eliminate the HIV entry ban, that made it possible for the conference to come. But we actively encouraged the International AIDS Society to bring the conference here. We think it's important to come to the United States because we've, quite frankly, showed significant leadership both domestically and globally. But the conference coming to Washington, D.C. will be in the backyard of the National Institutes of Health, which is, you know, perhaps the world's premier biomedical research institution. I think there's a lot that we have to contribute to the, you know, ongoing quest to develop better treatments and new therapies. So I think it'll be an important opportunity to get synergies with many people from across the United States, but also to work in partnership so that we can strengthen our response domestically, but we can also continue to make great progress in saving the lives of people around the world.
And one last question. Today at CSIS, you talked a lot about the importance of local governments and state governments contributing to this policy. Can you just talk briefly about that?
Certainly. I mean, the strategy is intended to refocus our efforts, and key recommendations are that we need to focus at populations at greatest risk. But a lot of that work, you know, even federal dollars, they go to state and local governments. So we need to make sure that they are relying on the best epidemiological data about what's going on in their communities to make smart decisions for going forward. But also, all activity can't begin and end with federal resources and what the federal government's doing. Our best successes in responding to HIV have been when state and local leaders have stepped up, and community members have stepped up. And so we're really trying to reinvigorate our domestic response by saying that, you know, we've done great things over the past 30 years, but we need to do more and better. And there's huge opportunities for the country. And so the federal government will provide leadership, but we also need to see leadership from state and local elected officials, community members, faith leaders, businesses, and others.
Well, great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Interested viewers can watch the entire Jeff Crowley event November 1st at CSIS at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Thank you.